there to compare Fifi, Ben and Nick. But compare builders and you'll find the answer is Fairhaven Homes. The fair choice. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au.
A lot of people have phobias, and that's a very normal thing to do. Spiders.
Heights.
Yes, confined spaces. I've got a spider phobia. Had it forever. I've got now claustrophobia, which I'd never used to have. Isn't that weird? Like when I was at Ballarat. No, I don't think so. When I was at Sovereign Hill and I was going down the mine shaft, I nearly had, I don't think I've ever had an actual panic attack, but as it was going down, I wanted to get out.
Yeah, that's
and
not
I didn't
good.
Want to go down. It was a weird feeling that I, and I don't, I think I used to like stuff like that.
I'm sharks.
So that's your phobia?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a standard. Well, I accept, like I think
I
that's
go
a standard
airplane,
one.
Like I don't go in the ocean. There's no point because that's a shark's house. That's where they live.
Yeah. I love your two houses are near the ocean as well, and you just don't go in.
I don't go in there. No,
just
I don't
go
in.
The Dandenong
don't
go
in.
Go
and
high
if,
up.
I'm in a plane, I'm not worried about the plane crashing because I'll survive that. I've said this before. The only thing
what?
I
what you'll survive a plane
every
crash?
Time I go into a plane, I think over water, if we go overseas, I'm going to get eaten by a shark if this plane crashes. I don't think about the plane crash because I'll survive that, but I'll get eaten in the water.
Why will you survive it? And no one else does.
Because I just feel like I would.
No, you'll have
I didn't eight, say other people might survive.
Eight beers and five Tramadol. It'll be so loose.
But a shark will get me. I'm petrified of sharks. I don't know what it is.
Right. Well, that's a standard phobia. Nick, do you have any phobias?
Yeah, heights.
Yeah, that's standard.
Heights, yeah.
Well,
is that because you're small?
Yeah. That's why I've refused to grow taller. Get too scary. If I get to 6 foot, I won't even tippy toes.
I want to talk irrational phobia.
5'10 tops.
Let's talk irrational phobias because this is an area that it's hard to understand and it's really hard to figure out why somebody has an irrational phobia. Mm. I'm going to play you some audio of a woman. Now, this is on an American talk show and she's been confronted by the thing she has a phobia of. Now, that phobia is olives, as in olives that you eat. Pizzas, like olives on pizzas.
Olives, yeah.
Not the lady from Popeye.
No, not olive oil.
Are they pipped or unpipped?
Whatever. Now, listen to her reaction. This is a jar of olives. Now, why she has this extreme phobia, she's explained it. Oh, actually, it's really grim. I don't know if I want to explain that. Well, no, because it's like the olives remind her of eyeballs in people who have passed, like the idea of a jar full of
eyeballs.
So anyway, let's hear her being confronted by her fear on a US talk show.
You've been scared of olives.
Oh, Maury.
Do you eat olives?
No, we can't eat them down the label.
Okay. Now, bring out the olives.
No! 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 There's a lion! There's a lion! No!
Sally!
No!
Sally, I don't have anything!
She's got issues.
I agree. Yeah. No, I saw that. I saw the video. By the way, it's on our socials.
That's Maury Povich. He just, you wouldn't turn up.
No.
Maury's like, what are you scared of? Come in and chat about it. No, I reckon you've got it.
It's like Jerry Springer.
And also he was laughing while it was happening. But that poor woman.
Pretty good.
Interestingly, though, someone in our studio has an irrational fear.
Oh.
What were you going to say, Fev?
Well, I watched Matty Johns, who works for SEA. He does podcasts and he's an amazing ex-leaguey. Does a lot of Fox. He's been posting stuff that he's got a phobia of on his Instagram, and he's peas.
Peas?
Yeah.
Actually, the peas
he can't eat peas. Yeah, he can't do it. He can't look at them.
Really?
He can't eat them. And I watched this like the other day. That's why I'm like, oh, this is amazing, because I actually watched him have peas and he couldn't do it. He couldn't swallow it.
131060, we want to hear about your irrational phobias or somebody you know who's got an irrational phobia, because I've heard that cotton wool is one. I think I met somebody who had a problem with cotton wool. They'd freak out if there was cotton wool around.
Really?
But Josiah, you have a phobia that you can share with us.
My heart's racing because I've been thinking about it for the last couple of minutes. I can't even visualise it because it makes me want to vomit. It's going to sound crazy, but it's Band-Aids. I can't even say the word.
Band-Aids. Huh? Like, okay, he's freaking out over there.
Go get some Leon.
Don't.
Leon's run down
don't.
To get
I'll
some.
I'll vomit my food up,
okay,
I swear.
Hang on. Is it used Band-Aids?
I don't know. It's everything.
Oh,
Are you putting this on?
No, I swear, bro. Why? It's the one thing. I can't think about it.
I love ripping a band-aid off and seeing all the blood and pus in it. It's the best thing you've ever
seriously,
seen.
Seriously.
You just called him Byron.
He's going to be sick.
Might need Byron back.
Yeah, no thanks.
I've got to get it out of my mind.
I'm going to go get some band-aids.
No, don't. Please don't. Please
don't. Josiah's going to be sick.
What do you do? So what do you do if you cut yourself? Or you just
don't know how it started, where it came from. It's been my whole life. I just can't. I don't know why.
But what do you do?
I don't know. I can't. I just block it out of my mind.
No, but I'm saying if you cut yourself or...
if you're wearing one or whatever, I can't look at you. Like, I'll just have to...
Oh, wow. I never knew this. But what if Nick's right? What if you actually cut yourself and you need to...
I've never worn one. Don't, Fev.
Fev's walking.
Don't heal like Wolverine.
I've never worn one in my life. I'll just let it naturally heal. Don't.
Oh, no,
It was a tissue.
It's only a tissue, you little sook.
It was a tissue with snow in it. Relax.
It's a tissue.
That's amazing.
That freaked me out.
Jeez. Oh, you poor thing.
I don't have answers. I think I need to see someone.
You kept turning.
Fev's now just throwing things at him, pretending they're...
Band-aids. Josiah.
Is it the texture?
I don't have answers. It's everything.
Do you know what we're
going to
do for the rest of the year?
I know.
No, don't.
Why did you bring this up?
My mum's been wanting to do that. In my sleep, my mum's been threatening to do it to me for years.
Do you feel the same way about plaster?
Yeah. Like not as bad, but yeah, a little bit.
What do you mean plaster?
You know, like the plasters you put on, they're not Band-Aids. They're like a big, thick plaster.
Do you just hate the brand?
I
just
know. Johnson & Johnson.
Mate, there's ones with frozen on it. I've got Toby some. Here, catch.
No, it's not.
Okay. We're talking about irrational phobias. We just played the audio of a woman in the US on a talk show being confronted by olives, and clearly her phobia for olives is very strong.
You've been scared of olives. Do you eat olives?
No, we can't eat them down the label.
Okay. Now, bring out the olives.
No! 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 No!
Sally!
No! No!
Sally, I don't have anything!
Wow. Good job that day for the production assistant the meeting. Maury would have said, we're bringing on a lady, she's terrified of olives. What I need you to do, champ, go to the shop, buy the biggest jar of olives you've ever seen.
Irrational phobias, they're hard to get your head around. We just witnessed something very bizarre in the studio because Josiah, he is a phobic of Band-Aids.
Yeah, don't
and
say
even
the word.
The fact that, like, when I say the word, he cringes and wants to turn and vomit into the bin.
I feel so sick.
Well, I just want to,
I'm shaking.
If you cut yourself, do you just heal? Like Wolverine?
Let it naturally. Let it go.
Bleed.
Let it go.
What if it never... Okay. Fev, you've got to stop.
It looked like it.
Is that?
Fev.
No, it's not. It's not.
You can't. In fact, Josiah, tell everyone what you just said to us. When you've met a girl.
Well, even my my current girlfriend, when I first, I just said, hey, just so you know, if you want us to kiss... You can never ever. I can never see you with one. Otherwise, all attraction goes out the window.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, no, it's
on her tongue.
All attraction.
Doesn't matter where it is.
Are you going to wear one on your face tomorrow?
Oh, mate, he's going to walk in the street. There'll be Band-Aids everywhere.
But if you think Fev's the bully here, when Josiah said, I've got an irrational fear of band, he didn't even get Band-Aids out. He said, "Buh." Producer Leon, the speed at which he ran off to find him, it was like it's science works. Can you return Mark Philippoussis' serve, and you've got to press the button to test your reflexes.
Mate, he was
gone.
Off quick. He was gone. The man behind all this.
Worried about is our first aid kit hasn't got Band-Aids.
Yes, amazing. Michaela, hi.
Hello.
Now, Michaela, you have an irrational fear. What is it of?
Balloons, actually.
Oh.
Really? Now, is this popped balloons or lint balloons?
Just everything about them. Just looking at them, the sound when people, like, rub their fingers on them or rub them together. Just the whole concept of them, like, makes my heart race.
That's so interesting. Because, Michaela, I'm a bit phobic of popped balloons, and my daughter knows this. Like, I don't like the popping of them.
I hate that.
And then when Trixie comes in, we pop them in front of you all
the
time.
I know, and I don't cope with that.
I hate watching people blow them up, and it's just getting to that point where you're like, you're being selfish. Yeah. It's clearly you're pushing it too far. That's going to annoy everyone.
Do you know where you got it from, Michaela?
Yeah, I was at a party when I was really young and loved balloons as a kid, and I actually tried to, like, fill Mum's car with them, and one popped and they all popped, and it's just traumatizing.
Oh.
Actually, when I was at Deb when I was 17, they dropped a massive net of balloons from the ceiling, and in the photos everyone was smiling and laughing, and I'm just in the middle in tears.
You poor thing. That's a real phobia. Thanks, Michaela. Mariah from Cranbourne East. Hi, Mariah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Mariah. Very brave of you to talk about your irrational fear. What is it?
Kneecaps.
Wow.
Kneecaps. So can you just not look at people in shorts or short skirts?
Yeah, like it just, yeah, it really freaks me out, especially when people try to touch my knees. It, yeah, really messes me.
But what, did you owe the mafia money? Why a kneecap?
I have no idea. Like, nothing has, like, come about for me to be scared of them. Like, it's just something that's developed.
So you like to touch them?
No.
You can't have it. You can't.
No, that's a fear for you. The opposite.
I know, but can you touch your own?
No.
What about watching the footy or sport, like when the people are running around with
them?
You don't watch
them? Not really a sport watcher.
Bizarre.
So if one of your friends walked in shorts, would you just go, nah, you're going to have to change?
I wouldn't obviously allow myself to, you know, change someone's appearance or anything, but I kind of just avoid looking at that area of them, if that makes sense.
So you're the only person that likes those long denim shorts that go past the knee? You're the only one that's like, that's a great idea. That's great fashion sense.
Could you touch your knee now?
No.
Try it.
I refuse to moisturize it. No.
Do you have any idea where this came from, Mariah?
No. Like, it's just something that's kind of happened over time. Like, all I can remember is I just don't like knees.
If someone reached over to touch yours, would you scream?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Why don't you close your eyes, think of, like, a happy place and touch your knees right now?
No,
go on, you can do it. Be brave. Be brave.
Well, I'm just thinking of yesterday when my son fell over at the park and I had to put a Band-Aid on his knee, and now I've taken Mariah and Josiah out in one go.
This is fascinating, that's bizarre. Mariah. Thank you for sharing that. Emma's called in from Werribee. Hi, Emma.
Hello, Faith. How are you?
Really well. Emma, what are you afraid of? Or what's your irrational fear?
Oh, it's even hard to say it, but it is tomato sauce.
Oh, the old dead horse.
Emma,
but
I mean,
feel like I'm going to vomit even saying it out loud.
More of a ketchup fan?
Yeah, no, like can't even touch the bottle, can't look at people eating it. The smell of it makes me throw up. I get the shakes if it looks like it's going to come near me or touch me or touch my plate or touch the tablecloth. Or
when did this start?
I can't even, from childhood, I can't even pick up the bottle and pass it to someone. Like if someone says, hey, can you pass the sauce? I have to say, no, actually I can't.
What about pasta?
And I'm a teacher, like tomatoes in general are not great, but tomato sauce, like it's just, it stains things and it, like, it's just.
Don't tell me.
Stinks.
You're going to be
I'm
one of those.
Teacher,
yeah.
And I can't even help the preps put their tomato sauce on their pie or their hot dog.
And they're those tricky little things that kids
the squeezies.
I can't. And if they're going to eat it, I have to ask them to sit outside. And I've got kids, and I have to say to people, sorry, my kids are allergic to tomato sauce, so please don't give it to them. Because the idea of it being on their face or on their clothes, I would have to throw the clothes out. I couldn't wash it.
Wow.
That's serious.
This is mind-blowing stuff.
Tomato sauce.
I know, to have a phobic reaction. Emma, thank you for sharing that.
Sorry, Emma, what do you do for fish and chips? You don't put vinegar.
I just have them plain. No.
Vinegar's great, though.
Vinegar's good, yeah.
Vinegar's a good alternative to tomato
Vinegar's
sauce.
Vinegar's great.
Vinegar's there for if you've
Very
run
English.
Out of sauce.
Yes.
Yeah. Have both.
Sarah from Pakenham. The phones are melting down, by the way, for the number of people in Melbourne and Victoria with irrational phobias.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
6'4" and full of muscles.
Don't, please. Please don't.
Okay, so everyone else understands what just happened then, Sarah, what is your irrational phobia?
Fev's not reading his bio.
My heart's racing here because I know I'm on the radio, and if you play it, I will vomit.
Okay, Fev, not yet. Can we just talk to Sarah first?
No, please, never mind, not yet. Please don't play it.
Okay, Sarah, we want to get to the bottom of this before Fev.
She might want a Vegemite sandwich boxing.
No, see, can we just have a chat with Sarah before you do inevitably what you will do? Sarah, the Land Down Under, Men at Work song, why do you react so violently to it?
No idea. I don't know whether it's something to do with the video that went with it. I just didn't like the looks of it, or it's the song, the way the guy sings it. I don't know.
Is it because you're not from a Land Down Under?
Well, I moved to the wrong country because they play it every chance they get.
Really. Sarah, did you have this horrible reaction and start freaking out the first time you heard it, or did it just build to this reaction?
I think it just built to the reaction because I've known the song since I was young, and I think watching it on Top of the Pops, as we had back in England, I think it's just built up and built up to the point where I just, those opening, the pan pipes for the opening, it gets me.
So what do you do? Yeah. You're at a venue and often that is a song that will come on, weddings, parties.
Yeah, everywhere.
What do you do when you're sitting at the table and suddenly that Men at Work song starts playing? What do you do?
I run out retching.
Run out vomiting. That is incredible, yeah. Sarah.
No, we wouldn't
I got stuck in a concert once. We went to see a comedian and as everybody was leaving, they played it and I was in the middle of the aisle. Sitting down and I couldn't, there was no way to get out and I had to stick my fingers in my ears and I was dry retching.
Oh, that's awful.
Sarah, I just...
It's horrible. Please don't play it.
No, we won't play it. We don't have it. We don't
have it. Studio to stop Feb from playing it. I appreciate
Josiah,
that.
I can see Josiah looking at something.
We don't have it.
Band-Aid man over there wants to play it.
We don't have it, Sarah, and we would never do that to you.
I'm so sorry about that. Take it off, Josiah. Quick.
That's okay. I took the phone away from here because I knew you were going to do it.
Good. You. Okay.
No, we wouldn't do that.
Sarah, thank you so much for ringing in. Sarah, my apologies. Yeah. Thank you for sharing
that with us. Cover.
This is a moment. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Stop singing.
No, I want Sarah. I wanted Sarah to sing a little bit of it.
She's never going to do it. That.
Well, we didn't ask her, so we're not going to bloody know, are we?
Oh, she's hung up on us. How many callers actually say goodbye to us and get off before we say goodbye to them? That's how much she wanted to get away
that
from us.
Same fear of Justin Bieber songs, which makes me so brave for coming here every day.
Put her back on.
101.9 The Fox. Fifi, Feb and Nix.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Small business.
We're giving small businesses a boost, doing it tough during ongoing lockdowns. We know how hard it is. Everyone's doing the right thing. And we thought to ourselves, how can we help? Now, the best thing we can give is our airtime, because airtime on radio stations is very expensive and a lot of big companies can afford that, but small businesses can't. So we said, we'll give you the airtime, we'll pump up your business, we'll even write you a song or jingle. Now we've got Anne on the line in Sunbury from Wicked Flames. Ooh. Hi, Anne.
Oh, wow, that sounds amazing.
Hello, guys.
Now, Anne, you have the wonderful business you started 6 years ago. You sell candles, diffusers, bath and you've got a whole bath and body range. But I'm guessing you've been badly affected because you've got your online business, but also you go to all the market stalls and you've got a regular market. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it's been very hard without many markets. So just basically got to rely on website sales.
Oh, I get it. Well, you know what? I'm going to get that website pumping for you this morning, Anne, because I'm writing you a commercial.
That would be awesome, Fifi.
Now, Anne, I've got an hour to do this. Is there anything in particular you would like? You are the client. I am. I'm your scribe. I'm writing it all down. What would you like me to mention? Obviously, the website name. That's going to be pretty important.
I'll help you out. I'd like to hear some bath and body.
You want to hear about the bath and
bath
body?
Bath and body, because that being at home, I like to bath and I like my body.
What's in that range, Anne? What are some products?
I do goat's milk, hand soap, liquid hand soap, body wash.
Fabulous. And just out of, if anyone's listening.
Body lotion.
Body lotion. Okay.
Are the candles scented?
They definitely are, yes.
What do we got? What scents?
Vanilla caramel is the best seller by far.
Yeah, that 100%. That's the best smell.
Yum.
Lemongrass and Persian lime would be next.
Hang on.
After that.
Lemongrass. I'm going to have to get the Persian lime in. That's important. And you've got me wanting them right now. And before I even do the commercial, if you want to help out Anne and get your hands on some of these fabulous candles and body lotions, and there's the hand soap and the diffusers, wickedflames.com.au. And I noticed the flames is an FLAMEZ.
Oh, Z on the end.
Yes.
Z.
Extra cool.
Wicked Flames with a Z.
I'm going to have to put that in the jingle. Okay, leave it with me, Anne.
Hey, Anne, just for my personal benefit, how much is a vanilla caramel candle set me back? If I was to jump
$18.
On that's Robert. Good.
That's
beautiful.
Great value.
Get on that website.
Okay, Anne, yes. We know you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Your business can't be in the markets at the moment, so we're going to get that website pumping for you.
Thank you, Fifi.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, I was just watching a video on our Instagram page, Fifi, Feb and Nick, if you want to head to it. Marcel, our wonderful Instagram guy has put
social media guru
Instagram guy
has put up a picture of it's a couple of people, two young girls sitting on a, you know, the balls at like Queensland when they shoot you up in the air and you sit and
that big slingshot,
and there's two young girls, and as they get slingshotted up, a magpie flies into the face of one of the girls and gets stuck.
It's just sort of stuff.
Oh, she's all right. It's hilarious.
Okay,
so
good.
That's what we were laughing at.
Oh, Boxy. I
see. So head to our Instagram page.
It's good. That's funny.
I now know why funniest home videos is good, because it's better to see them than have them explained to you.
It was never a successful radio show, was it?
Good chat.
Fifi Feather Nicks.
Oh my God! Thank you so much.
Small business.
We're helping boost small businesses, doing it tough through this period that just seems to be a never-ending. But lockdown has been tough again on a lot of small businesses that can't get access to customers, and we want to help. So we thought the way we can help is by giving you some advertising on the radio, but not just any ads. Personalised ads written by us here in the studio, Fev, Nick and myself. Now, Anne from Sunbury's back on the line. Hi, Anne.
Hello. How are you going, Fifi?
Great, Anne. Now, you were also nominated by your wonderful daughter, Rebecca. Wasn't that nice of her to think about your small business?
It was. It was awesome.
Now, your business is Wicked Flames with a Z, and you can head online, wickedflames.com.au, and you sell candles, diffusers, but because of markets being shut and obviously with social distance, we don't even know when markets are going to get back up and running, you're losing obviously a lot of income because you can't get out there to the markets.
Definitely. It's been very difficult, yes.
So what we're going to do, Anne, going to try to pump up some business for your website. Anybody who's after any candles, some wonderful candles made by Anne there in Sunbury.
Some wonderful scented candles. The vanilla and caramel's got me going. I'm going to get online and get that one.
That's talked us through some of the wonderful, I was going to say flavours, but their scents.
How did you go, Boxy? Did you go along the 6-2?
No.
Vanilla and caramel.
I didn't rip off an ad, a former jingle from a commercial ad. I have ripped off a song, though. Anne, I won't take your feedback personally. Don't worry. I've tried my best. Want to shift some candles and diffusers for you. Are you ready for your ad?
Yes, very ready.
Here we go. Anne in Sunbury from Wicked Flames. Here is your commercial.
Thank you.
Aww.
Do you need a candle or burner? Or maybe a diffuser? A whole bath and body range. You're not dreaming. You can get all this good from www.wickedflames.com. Scented candles, vanilla and caramel, lemongrass and Persian lime, goat's milk hand soap, body lotion. Get it all from
with it's long.
And what did you think?
That's awesome.
Oh, did I cover all bases? I got in the Persian lime scent. That I wanted to get that in for you.
Yes, no, that was fantastic.
Okay. Boxy, that was brilliant. Oh. That
was. Can I tell you the only thing you missed, I think?
What?
I don't think you missed anything.
http://www.
And well, that's your commercial. We're going to send that to you. You can keep a copy. But don't forget, head to www.wickedflames.com for all these candles. And guess what, Anne? We're going to give you $1,000 to help give your business a boost.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you very, very much.
I'm trying not
to cry now.
We know how hard it is, Anne, and we want those markets open so you can get out there in person and sell all your goods. But in the meantime, enjoy the $1,000 in that commercial.
$982.
Thank you. And I just say thank you to all you guys. And I've already received a few orders
from your ad this morning.
Oh,
so thank you very, very much.
Imagine when they hear that song, Anne. Oh. Going shut down.
And any other small businesses that would like us write you commercials, head to all our socials. Just write us a comment, a message, a DM, or however you want to, and we'll try to get you your ads written.
I'm a bit scared for tomorrow, guys.
You're up.
Do I go with a song like you guys? Because you're ripping off songs, copyright sort of style.
Well, you do whatever you want, Fev. Wow. We look forward to
it. I'm a bit nervous. I've never been really worried about something.
Really?
Well, you two have nailed it.
You be you.
All right, I'll do something different.
There's no other way. He's got no other gear. It's just Fev to the max.
One string to the bar.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Now, there is a man who's been helping me get through lockdown. He makes me laugh. I love his videos when he does them. You will be familiar with him. He is Jimmy Rees. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Oh, g'day, guys. It's great to be here. I haven't seen your faces for a long time.
Yeah.
I know, it's been way too long. And I'm mentioning these videos because you on your Insta feed and TikTok, probably goes across all your social channels, you do these videos called Meanwhile in Australia. And you impersonate all the premiers and their various other people make appearances. But it's basically a heavily edited video of you being each state fighting. I mean, they're fantastic. I should play a bit. In fact, why don't I play a grab of one for people who haven't caught these? This is actually from your Meanwhile in Brighton, where you're becoming Brighton women, I'm going to suggest.
Darling, did you hear? Chantal's implants are from Thailand, I know.
No, really? No, not that, darling.
Well, what is it, darling?
They changed their mind again, darling.
About what, darling?
The AZ.
The AZ?
Yes, the AZ.
Not the Faz.
No, not the Faz.
The AZ.
The AZ. Anyone can request the AZ now, darling.
Anyone?
Yes, anyone.
That's my area, Boxy, and it sounds very much like he's sitting at a table in the pantry on Church Street in Brighton. Yeah.
A lot of people have suggested I frequent the pantry for some more conversations to impersonate.
But they're such funny videos, Jimmy, and I think to myself, you must be across so much of the news to be able to, in a comedic way, capture what's happening in each state.
Well, I spend a lot of time when some breaking news has happened, you know, a state's gone into lockdown or there's some sort of crazy thing that's happened. Like there was the guy in WA who rappelled out of the hotel quarantine, tying bed sheets together, you know, all these random stuff that happens. I think this would be great to go into the next Meanwhile in Australia video. But, you know, I used to have to do a lot of research, but people send me the weird stuff now, which I'm thankful for.
Nice.
So keep sending it to me.
You know you've made it.
Send me a DM.
You know you've made it. <That's right.
laughs> Your Meanwhile in Australia is brilliant. But I want to now talk about your new project. You've written a kid's book, Jimmy Rees Bedtime Sorted. Now, for people who don't realise this too, you are Jimmy Giggle as well. People maybe hear your voice and go, yeah, are my kids, because you know me and Trixie, my 8-year-old, just lived on Giggle and Hoot, you and Hoot, for that long. But what I love about this book is this has come from one of your videos too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I made a series of videos, parenting style videos about, you know, all the loony stuff that happens when you're a parent. And one of them is the excuses you hear at bedtime, which is, I don't know, you guys have probably heard a million over the years.
Oh.
I think the best one was Lenny, my eldest, who's 6 now. He's got a little watch. And now he's like, and I say you can get up at 7:00 in the morning. And he's like, at nighttime, he's like, yeah, it's 7:00. I'm like, no, that's the nighttime 7. No.
My son yesterday was doing a bit of my dummy fell out of the cot, but we've got a monitor in his room, so I just give it back to him and then just watch him throw it out. And he goes, mate, all over you.
Can you sleep for me? No.
Oh, how are you going in lockdown with the kids? I mean, and have you read the book to them? The boys like
yes.
it?
Yeah, I've had it officially hits the stores today, if you can get to a damn store.
online bookstores that send people there.
Yeah, absolutely. You can order online at all good bookstores. Big W have got some signed copies actually as well that are still going. Seems like a squillion of them. But yeah, I've read them to them. And I think it's on page 4 or 5, this little trike. And it's Bryony, the illustrator, has illustrated their trike that they've got. Like the twins have got one each. And they sit there and they're like, there's my bike. And then the other one goes, no, that's my bike. They're like, no, it's my bike. It's my bike. She should have drawn two in there.
Now, Jimmy, you've come a long way in the last 10 years. You've done a lot. You've been on Dance with the Stars. You've obviously written a book. You're a TikTok superstar. I think you're the most viewed Australian celebrity with over 10 million likes, personalities, which is amazing to hit the TikTok world. But I don't know if you remember this, but Fifi often talks about it. weekly. This is some of your best work, along with our own Fifi Box. Oh, what fun it is to ride
in one horse open sleigh. All right, Jimmy.
Dashing through the snow.
Dashing.
Oh, it's chilly.
Laughing all the way. You poor thing, Jimmy. You poor thing. How did you go with that?
It was so great. It was so great. Dashing.
I just repeated words you said.
It was less singing from Fee and more hype man work.
The producer said afterwards, you know, like, he's like, yeah, maybe we just do it again. Maybe we just do it again. And then he goes, you know what? I don't think she knew it, but I think she sang her third harmony.
Yeah, she loved it. And she, and
like, that sounded great.
When we knew we were having you on, he was like, oh, I wonder if Jimmy's going to get me in one of his TikToks so I can go viral.
I can just repeat words after you, Jimmy.
So she'd love to be part of it.
Oh, absolutely. We can do that. Yeah, yeah.
Go viral, Boxy.
Always some content.
He's a solo act, though. Very hard to get in on the action because these are so popular and they're so good, Jimmy. And I recommend everybody get around them. Meanwhile, in Australia, on all your social feeds. And I'm not kidding. Last week, the week before when we called a lockdown, I was like, come on, Jimmy, where's your video? I want to see this. They're really funny. You're doing great, Jimmy. And we love this. Your new book, Bedtime Sorted, out today. Head online to bookstores. And just great to touch base with you.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys again. Hopefully we'll be able to come back into the studio very soon.
Yes.
We'll be dashing through that snow.
Dashing.
101.9 The Fox.
And hopefully this is all great news. Now, it looks like the Herald Sun of the Age get a little heads up on what's going on with our lockdown ending. And it appears, I mean, unless something happens drastically today to change the outlook, if there's any surprise cases that just popped out of the blue, very unlikely. But it looks like we're going to end tonight, 11:59. Victoria's fifth lockdown will end. This is all the things that are supposedly ending. I must point out the press conference hasn't happened yet, but 5 kilometre travel limit will be scrapped. Schools will return to face-to-face learning tomorrow. Hospitality, retailers, gyms reopening, hair and beauty. So it's, look, they're calling it a lockdown light. So there will be restrictions. I think masks aren't going anywhere. I think there will be those limits on cafes and pubs.
Play centres? Are they back open?
Please.
Oh, play centres.
Yeah, I think play centres might play be the centers. Last.
Do you know what? Even before coronavirus, I rarely left a play centre without some kind of illness.
Of course.
Yeah. I've got to say, if anything's
I actually felt bad for Wuhan, that Wuhan copped all the blame. I'm like, have you been to a play centre?
Yeah, play
centres. Probably started here, man.
Bad.
Just kids coughing directly at each other.
I reckon 15 years without gastro, and then on the two occasions Trixie's gone to play centres, how did the whole household get that?
It's good for kids' immunity, though, to catch it early. That's what
I'll play a game with Charlie. Who can lick all the balls in the ball pit first? Come on, son. Let's build up.
Speaking of immunity, though, I'm tempted to run with a mask for life because I have not had a cold in like 2 years, and I'm loving it, guys.
We also haven't seen many people.
Well, that's what I know, but I just reckon the mask.
I think
mask,
she's happy not to see anyone for 2 years.
The airborne, I'm now a big bullet. I just feel like if that reduces your ability to get the airborne viruses like common cold, well, I might whack it on all the time. Remember before coronavirus, and you'd occasionally, if you were flying overseas, remember those days when you might go to Bali or Thailand, and you'd get to the international airport, and then you'd see some people in masks, and you go, gee, imagine living a life.
Well, we did that in Japan, remember?
Yeah, because the Japanese love a mask, and I get it.
We're making fun of the people in a lift with my kids. Me and my kids.
Oh, yeah, guys.
We're sitting in the thing, I go, imagine wearing a mask. So we all had masks on. We took a photo.
That's literally
3 months later, we've all got masks on.
Yeah.
The irony.
Hey, what about what's happening in your WhatsApp group? You've got politicians in there.
I usually know what's going on, Boxy, and I would break what's going on.
Yeah.
But I think they've got wind that I talk about on the radio.
Didn't they all move to Signal?
Yeah, but no, but they're still on. They've all seen my message because this morning.
Oh, what did you write?
I wrote last night because I wanted to come on and, you know, really prove that I know what was going on. That's why I've been a bit quiet in this rave, Boxy.
Oh.
What's to go with lockdown ending gang? Question mark. Just to say, hey, boys. There's a lot of politicians from both parties on this WhatsApp. We out tomorrow night or longer? Question mark. School's back? Question mark. Gym's open? Question mark. No reply. And I wrote this morning at 5 o'clock, good chat, guys. They're off me.
Yeah, no, you might as well sign off with all those questions. You may as well have signed off. FM breakfast radio announcer needing details.
Melbourne's 101.9 The Fox.
It's Tuesday, and the reason we really, really, really love Tuesdays is because it's Husey Tuesday.
Husey Tuesday. I mean, there should be other reasons. You've got a happy family. You've got a great team you work with, and life's good, Fifi. You know, it's not just me that makes you love Tuesday, surely.
But you're a reason to look forward to on the show. We do, and it's been, look, it's been a 2 weeks, 2 week challenge of finding things to pep you up every day. So you're pepping us up today. Now, but how are you? Because you're in isolation at the moment.
I am. So I've got 2 weeks in full ISO, and so I am. I've decided not to brush my teeth because who cares?
But don't you have that furry feeling, isn't that? And that yucky.
It's disgusting.
Doesn't that bother you?
All right, well, I only decided this morning, but maybe now with this sort of attitude, I might have to change my mind.
How many days in have you just gone full Howard Hughes and just gone nuts?
No, just this morning I said, I can't be bothered brushing my teeth. So, look, after I get off this, I might whip out and brush my teeth.
I'd advise you to brush your teeth, but maybe not shower. Like, you don't have to, you're not doing anything. You don't have to shower every day.
But I am doing something. I've got some weight, so I'm on a 2 week challenge. And, mate, right. I can do this.
Old chicken arms.
Yeah, exactly. Someone the other day, because you know I'm growing a mustache. Someone online the other day, some hurtful person said, you've got the body of a 12-year-old boy. The mustache looks ridiculous. So, and I sort of took that as a compliment because, often I get told I've got the body of a 70-year-old woman. So, I love 70-year-old women, by the way. So if you are listening, I'd be happy to have your body, especially in ISO. I've gone too far.
How long have you been in ISO for?
Since yesterday. Oh, Jesus.
Do you picture yourself, Husey, you're 2 weeks in ISO trying to get fit, like at the start of Con Air? Are you going to be doing some handstand push-ups against the wall?
I think about Nicolas Cage the whole time. So, I need to set up a video camera in here and have a montage that I can play to the world after 2 weeks.
What are you saving around? A marathon like the people did when they were in quarantine?
No.
Because you're a runner.
What I did last year was, I was in quarantine last year. I walked Mount Kosciuszko. I climbed Mount Kosciuszko.
Right, without the hills. That's right.
Yeah, a 1 meter box, and I had to step onto it 5,000 times or something, and I couldn't walk for a week after that. So I was, but I've thought about rowing the English Channel. I've asked to get a rower so I can row the English
Channel.
That's
hard, man. Rowers are hard, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to row at the narrowest point of the channel, which is only 25 kilometres. So,
just walk it.
So.
Just walk across it. Biblical style.
Like what about food, Husey? How do you go with food? You don't seem like somebody that really fluctuates with your weight. So you're not like a lockdown.
You guys are.
I just have a little pot. Do you like in lockdown just eat heaps and do nothing?
I had a double bagel lunch, so but also I wanted to get my value because I've got a little thing where they said you can have, we'll give you 1 meal a day on the house. So, and up to the value of $50, guys. Ooh. So,
bit of no burn. Yeah,
it's nearly the Wagyu, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know, but I only had two bagels. I only got up to $20. So,
Eating more just to make it better value than the fact that you actually wanted to eat.
Good news.
I want to get my value.
Husey, it's Tuesday, which I think means at KFC you're getting 50 tenders for $50. Sorted.
Well, you know how I've given up everything. Bro. I think in ISO, do I get back on the grog? Do I get back 100%. On the meat?
100%. It doesn't count in ISO. You can have a beer. Hey,
it's
Husey.
It's been 2 weeks on the liquor.
Speaking of food, now... I did listen to your show, and you got attacked by some seagulls eating your vegan burger. Is that the first time birds have flocked to you?
No, that's a terrible thing to say. No, often birds flock to me because they know I'm the man who always orders too many chips, so they know that this guy never runs out of chips. So
they ate it out of your mouth or something, did they?
Yeah, it was shocking. It's end of days, guys. You've got to be careful out there because of lockdown. There's no one on the streets, and the seagulls and all those other birds, they're hungry, and so if you pull out a burger on the street, they come for you.
It's not.
It was unbelievable.
Not a win for veganism when you're getting bashed by seagulls.
Oh, I mean, Peter, the organisation, actually tweeted about it.
They said they got a million followers, Peter.
Best news story they've had in quite a while. So,
what'd they say?
I couldn't eat the rest. They said, you know, everyone wants a vegan burger. So anyway, something like that. It wasn't that witty, but I was happy for them to get involved. But
just had to drop that in there.
But I had to throw the burger out. I'm like, I can't eat the burger now. I don't know what that seagull's got.
Oh, no.
be riddled with COVID. I don't know. Do COVID seagulls 20. Get COVID? Exactly. Could be. It's been flying overseas. It probably came straight from a hotspot. So.
Oh, Hughie, we love you. See, you did exactly what we thought you'd do. You pepped us up. You're a ray of sunshine in lockdown, you poor thing.
And you've made me go brush my teeth. So we're all winners.
Go and
so.
Do
you're watching
that.
The Olympics?
Of course I am, mate. It's Titmus all the way. Yes. Say my name, say my name. Yeah, Titmus.
You're not well.
I know, but I'm on my own. There's no one to tell me.
Hughie, go and brush your teeth. We'll chat to you next Tuesday.
Brilliant.
Fifi, Bev and Nick are the clear choice for your drive to work. And the clear choice when comparing builders is Fairhaven Homes. Fair and transparent service, clear from the start. Visit fairhavenhomes.com.au. 101.